Good morning, church.
I'll be before you. I'm going to pray before we start. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all that it is that you do in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, that we have the opportunity to come before your people and to lift you up, Lord God. Father, we ask that you be with us today. Father, I ask that you be with me and you use me, Lord God. Speak through me, Lord, the message that you gave me, Lord God. Help me to communicate it clearly, Lord Jesus, to your people, Lord God, those in person and those that are online, Lord God, and those that will hear later, Jesus. I thank you and I praise you in your name, Father. Amen. I will be in John verses 17, chapter 17, verses 13 through 26. And it reads, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world anymore than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For I sanctified myself that they too may be sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them glory that you gave me, that they may be as one as we are as one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given to me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you've loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. They know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Amen. Amen. I've titled my sermon, Jesus Prays for His Disciples and All Believers. So Pastor Michael spoke last week and was talking about how Jesus is praying to the Father. Jesus is still praying to the Father. He's still praying to the Father. My first point is Jesus prayed for the disciples' protection. Jesus prayed for the disciples' protection. In the verse 14, it says, I have given them your word. And the world has hated them. The world has hated them because of that word that comes from the Father. And then he goes on to say that my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them. Protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So it's telling us that when we are following Jesus, the world is going to be hostile towards us, just as they were hostile towards Jesus. And we are not to be of this world. We are not to look like this world. We are not to behave like this world. We are not to mimic the world. We are to mimic Jesus. And Jesus has asked the Father to protect us, to keep us safe while we are in the world, but not doing the things of the world. In Romans 12, 2, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." So he prays for the disciples' protection. He wants the disciples' protection, but not just the disciples. He wants our protection as well, because he knew that when we went into this world, when we decided to follow him, when we decided to choose him, that there was going to be problems. There were going to be things that were going to go against us. There were going to be things that were going to attack us. There were going to be things that were going to want to stop us. When we look at the world right now, what the Bible says is true, people are saying is not. They are saying to us that we're not nice people sometimes if we go with what the word is saying, what the Bible is saying. And so God is trying to, Jesus has asked us to be protected from those things so that those things do not hinder our mission. And our mission is to spread the gospel, the good news. Our mission is to continue to tell people about Jesus, to tell people that Jesus died for their sins and that they can live a sinless life like he did. But not everyone is going to want to hear that. Not everybody's going to want to change. And so they are going to attack us. But don't worry, when you're attacked, Jesus has already prayed for your protection. He's already prayed that the Father protect you. He may not take you out of the world. He may leave you in the world, but he has given you the protection. He's given you that. And Jesus knows that when he leaves, he's going to leave the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there to help protect you. So when he prays to the Father, he's praying for the protection of all of us. We have that protection. And we should go forward knowing that the Father is protecting us, that God is protecting us, that Jesus has prayed that we are protected from the evil one, from the things of the world that we should not be doing, the things of the world that God says, stay away from it, stay clear of it. So don't worry when you're following the Father, when you're doing the things of the Father, when you're doing what the Lord wants you to do. Know that there is protection for you. Know that you have the Father and you can go to the Father and you can pray to the Father and you can ask for protection because Jesus already did that for us and we can continue to do that. I think back on times when life was difficult and those prayers to just say, I need help, Lord, help me, get me through this. He hears those prayers and he helps us through those things and he gets us through those things. So I just want to say that know that when you're going through something, when the world is feeling like it's at you, know that you can pray for that protection just as Jesus prayed for that protection. Point two. Jesus prays to the Father for to sanctify the disciples. To sanctify the disciples. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I have sanctified myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Now, sanctified definition means to be reserved for holy use. The objective of every believer should be to hastily pursue this. Sanctification demonstrates the urgency to be emptied out of anything that goes against what God wants us to do, goes against the glory of God. In John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He was with God in the beginning. So the Word is from the very beginning. That truth is from the very beginning. Before anything was created, there was truth. The word is truth. And that word is going to help us be sanctified. But not only is the word, but when Jesus went to the cross, he died on the cross. His blood cleansed our sins. And that is the first process of sanctification, is that cleansing of our sins, accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior and asking him to cleanse us of our sins. But then the continual sanctification keeps happening as we read the word and we dive into the word and we learn the things that God has called us to do and the things that he's asked us not to do. All of those things are ongoing processes. And we have to continue to just hold on to those things and do those things because those are the things that continue to sanctify us. Because we cannot do the will of the Lord if we are not set apart, set aside for holy use, which means we have to stay cleansed, we have to stay purified, we have to stay away from the things that God has called us not to do. Reserved for holy use. It's not reserved for ourselves. It's not reserved for what we think we want to do. It's not reserved to make us look good. It's not reserved to make us a name. Sanctification is not reserved for any of those things. Sanctification is reserved for holy use, for God's use, for him to use us. When I think about that, I think of making sure that we have to stay connected to the Father, stay connected to the Father, knowing that the things that he wants us to do, he's going to help us, he's going to prepare us, but we have to stay connected to him to be able to stay sanctified, reading the word, constantly staying in the word, because the word is the truth. Without the word, you don't know the truth. Without God, you don't know what the truth is. And without the truth, you don't know what direction you're supposed to be going. You don't know what we are supposed to be doing. So you need to stay connected to the Father. You need to stay moving towards sanctification, continually learning the truth, which is the Word of God. Point three. Jesus prays for all those who will believe in him because of their message. So when Jesus was on this earth, he gathered a group of men and some women, and he began to pour into them because he knew that not everyone was going to take what he was saying. He knew that he needed a group of people that were going to come and go out into the world. And he picked some people for the message that he had. And his message was that he's going to die and he's going to save us with cleansing of his blood, of our sins, for all people. And that message needs to continue to be spread and go around. And that's one of the things that I think that we need to think about. It says here that my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. The Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me and I have given them the glory that you have gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you've sent me and have loved me even as you love them, even as you have loved me. Jesus' message, he knew that he needed someone to spread that message. His prayer wasn't just for the disciples. He didn't pray for just protection for the disciples. He didn't pray just for sanctification for the disciples. He prayed that for all believers, not just believers in Shalom Hill Church, but all believers that believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, all believers that believe in this Holy Bible, the complete Bible, not taking bits and pieces of the Bible, but the whole Bible. That message he knew was going to go forward to all the people. So his prayer wasn't just for the disciples, because he knew that in 2024, we were still going to need protection. That in 2024, we were still going to need sanctification. He knew that we were going to need all of those. So he didn't pray just for the disciples. He prayed for all of us. And if Jesus is praying for all of us, we should make sure that we're praying for all of us, because we still will need protection. We still need to be sanctified. We still need to be moving in the right direction. In 2025, we will still need it. And if 2030 is here, we're going to still need it. Jesus prayed for all of us, not in just the United States, not just in Africa, Asia. He prayed for all of us throughout the whole world. And when I think about that, I think of that unity for all of us. He wanted all of us to be together. And that brings me to my big idea. Jesus wants us to be in relationship with the Father in complete unity so that we can share the good news. Complete unity. I just want to talk a little bit about that complete unity just a little bit more, because it's so powerful. Because sometimes I think we get so stuck in our four walls, or in our body, in our little world, that we forget that the church is bigger than just our church, Shalom Hill. It's bigger than just Open Bible. It's bigger than just Church of God in Christ. It's bigger than that. We need to be making sure that we reach Asia, that we reach Africa, that we reach Europe. We need to make sure that it reaches everywhere, and that we are united everywhere, because when we all come together, united as a church under the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that we cannot do. We need to be connected as one church, following the one thing that God said he wanted us to do, was to go and make disciples and share the good word, share the news that Jesus Christ has died and was risen again, and that he cleansed us, that he did these things for the church to go forward and take that gospel message to the world, and some places maybe to your neighbor behind you. It may be someone at the grocery store. It may be someone on the farm. And for those that are in another country, it may be wherever they're at. But he brought us together so that we could spread the gospel, share the word with everyone. Jesus wants us to be in relationship with the Father and complete unity, so that you can share the good news. Share the good news. When I wake up in the morning, I pray, Father, use me today. Use me today. How many of us ask that question? Use me today. And maybe you don't ask that question. Are you in a relationship with the Father? Are you in a relationship with the Father? Are you in unity with the Father and his message? Because in order to be able to share that good news with all of the church, you need to be in relationship with the Father. You need to be in unity with the Father. So I'm going to ask these questions, and I want you to think about that. Where is your relationship with the Father? With the Son, with the Holy Spirit. Are you in unity with them and their message? Because the message is the same. And we need to be in unity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.